This morning's scripture lesson is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 3. It begins as the Israelite people have finally come to the end of a really long journey. They had been moving toward the land that God had promised to them. Moses had led them for 40 years out of Egypt and through the wilderness to this place. And they stand now at the border. Moses has just died. And they stand at the edge of God's promise without the leader that had brought him there. Before we begin reading this morning's scripture lesson, we, like we do each week, are going to take a moment to ask God to illuminate for us what God may have to teach us. Lord, we come. We come knowing and trusting that in your word are the very words of life. That your scripture can teach and train, can comfort and heal. And wherever we find ourselves this morning, Lord, we ask that our eyes would be open, our ears would be open, our hearts would be softened, and that your word would do the work that only your word can do. It was your word that spoke this world into being, and we ask now that your word would speak something into being in our very lives. We pray these things in your name. Amen. Joshua chapter 3, starting in verse 9, it says this. Joshua then said to the Israelites, "Draw near and hear the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites." The ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is going to pass before you into the Jordan. So now select 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan flowing from above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing toward the Sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel were crossing over on dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There are certain obstacles that we face as adults that seem insurmountable. That is obviously not my belly. Mine's got more hair on it. These impediments that keep us from doing the things that we want to do or becoming the people that we want to be, sometimes they can be simple as tenderloin and cheesecake. Sorry, I drifted off there for a second. But all of us face roadblocks to varying degrees. In this morning's story, the Israelites, they stand just outside of the promise that God has given them. They can see it. It's just across the river. There it is, God's promise. It's what we've been walking toward for 40 years, a promise of bounty and good fortune, a promise of plenty and hope. For 40 years, for a generation, they had been wandering in anticipation of this very moment. And here they stand, and they can't get in. The river at the banks of which they stand is at flood stage. To step into this river would mean death. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever seen floodwaters, but they're nothing to play with. Even dipping a foot into the edge can pull you off balance, and once you're in the water, you're done. So this barrier that stands between them and God's promise is bigger than something that they can ford on their own. But this isn't the first time that the Israelite people have stood on the shore wondering how they were going to get across. If you remember the story, when they were delivered from Egypt, they left Egypt and began to walk toward the Red Sea. As they arrived at the shores, they heard hoofbeats behind them. They heard their certain death. Pharaoh had changed his mind, and now they were all doomed. And the people began to complain and grumble. You brought us out of Egypt. Why? So we could die here? We haven't even come close to the promise that God has made. And already God is done with us? Did you just bring us out here to die? See, the people assumed that God was done. But God wasn't done. Moses reached out his staff, and as he did, the waters began to part, and the Israelites walked across on dry ground. And the Israelites have been here before. They've stood on the banks without any way to cross. They've looked out across the water and wondered why God would bring them to this place. The first time they grumbled and complained about it because they didn't know. I wonder how many of them this time, as they stood there wondering how they would get across the Jordan, thought, why would you bring us this far? Why would you let us get all the way to here only to stop now? Because God had just taken from them their water parter. It would be easy to assume that Moses was the one who led them across the Red Sea. I'm certain, had I been in their situation, I would have made that assumption. It'd be easy to assume that it was Moses' leadership and skill and spirituality that led them through the water last time. And if you make that assumption, then you're looking around and saying, God, how are we supposed to cross over into your promise? How are we supposed to enter into what you have for us? You just took from us the only one who could part the waters so that we could get in. Why did you take him now? We were just beginning to get someplace. Is God done? Turns out, God wasn't done. There are two things this morning in this story that are instructive for us. And the first is this. God tells the Israelites to take the Ark of the Covenant through their midst. Moses is gone, but God doesn't call the Israelites to step out on their own. God doesn't show them the promised land and then step back and see if the Israelites can accomplish it by themselves. God walks through the people and says, stand up and follow me. God wasn't done. Moses was done. And the people probably didn't know what to do without him. But God wasn't done. God was still there. God still had plans. God still wanted to bring the people into the promise. So God leads the people into the river. God leads the people into the threat that separates them from the promise. This is the second thing for us to learn this morning. Because as God goes before them, the people have to place their foot in the water. Take that step of faith. Take the risk. I know Moses is gone. I know he's the one who did it last time. I know that it doesn't look like you thought it would. Take the step. I'm not done. And as those Israelites took the risk and stepped into the water, something amazing happened. The river stopped flowing. The roadblock came down. The barrier was no more. And the promise of God suddenly became a reality. But both of those things had to happen. The Israelites had to recognize that it wasn't by their own doing that God's promise would be realized. It wasn't by Moses' leadership. It wasn't by Joshua's leadership. They had to come to grips that their own striving and pushing were not going to overcome the river that lay in front of them. They had to realize that Moses wasn't the solution. Moses was never the solution. Moses was the means by which God chose to demonstrate that of which God was capable. And then the Israelites had to do something that takes an awful lot. They had to step into the river. They had to step into the river without Moses. See, the first time they stepped into the water, Moses had already parted it. They walked across on dry ground. This time Moses wasn't there. This time they had to get their feet wet. And if they hadn't, I wonder whether or not God's promise would have been realized. The Bible's full of stories like this. Stories where people thought God was done, but God wasn't done. When Adam and Eve stood in the garden covered in leaves, they must have thought, it's over. Well, I guess we screwed that up. But God wasn't done. When Abraham became an old man and he still had no son to fulfill God's promise, Scripture tells us that he thought God was done. But God wasn't done. When Elijah was chased out of Israel and went to hide on Mount Horeb because the king and his wife threatened to kill him, he thought it was over. But God wasn't done. When the father came and begged Jesus to heal his son, but couldn't even muster enough faith to believe in Jesus, he thought he had exhausted every avenue. He thought his son was doomed to a life of destitution and pain, but God wasn't done. When the disciples sat in an upper room, cowering for fear of their lives, they thought God had lost, that the Messiah they hoped for had failed. But God wasn't done. How often will we face these obstacles? How often will we stand with a raging river between us and God's promises? What do we do when our mental illnesses, our addictions, our griefs, and our losses threaten to carry us away to oblivion? Do those raging waters mean God is done? God is not done. I stand before you today, painfully aware of the huge shoes I have to fill. Quite literally, he had big feet. I stand before you today realizing that I will never again get to do this with my friend, my colleague, my mentor, and it hurts like hell. But I stand before you today saying that no matter the obstacles in front of us, no matter the size or speed of the river that lies before us, God's not done. The promise of God is still here. But in order for us to realize it, in order for us to reach it, we must pick up the ark. We must bear the presence of God, remind one another of that presence, and then follow it. We must follow it into the river and take the step of faith toward the promise that God has for us. And remember that God is a long way from being done. I'm not going to stand up here this morning and try to tell you that this is going to be easy, because it's not. Crossing the Jordan would have been a lot easier if Moses had been there. If the Israelites could have just turned it over to Moses and had him do his thing. But they couldn't. The steps of faith that it will take us this morning to faithfully cross the river into the promises that God has for us may seem daunting. But let us not forget this morning, God's not done. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.